Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Aria. Thank you, Aria. Hello? Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. Can
yes.
you hear me?
Yes, I had to put all you right. through. I'm sorry about that. Thank you so much, man, for taking time out to come on the show, man. I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thank you, man. Again, I think once again, glad to have you on, man. So let's talk about you. The new movie Nobody, man, which is getting some great reviews across the board, man. Tell us a little bit about the movie, man, and how did you come in contact with this project?
Well, I got this project through kind of like the traditional route for actors. I got an email one day saying that I had an audition. It was for the next day, so I had to just like really quickly learn everything. And me and a friend of mine actually both got the audition at the same time. So we met up the next day and basically said whoever knew the lines best goes first. I went second, and from there that was it. I read the lines as they laid it out. You know, my character is Russian, and it said in Russian in the script, but they said, don't worry about that, just use your normal accent. And a few weeks later, I got the call. After that, I was told that I would have to speak full Russian. So that started my process for learning just enough Russian to be in the movie.
Absolutely. Have you actually been to Russia before?
No, I've never been to Russia before. Yeah, it's interesting. I've known a couple of people that have, like, my family's Ethiopian Eritrean, and I started researching to see if there were any people from, like, my ancestry that landed in Russia, and there were. There's actually, like, a history of that, and I actually have, like, a distant relative that was in Russia at one point, so gave me a little familial connection, and then we adapted the character to be from Ethiopia as well.
Wow.
Like, his father's Ethiopian.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
So, Yoro, tell us the role that you play in this movie.
So my character's name is Pavel. He's the backstory of the character, as you learn in the movie, is that my father was an Ethiopian runner who came to Moscow for the 1980 Olympics, ended up staying there, and then had me with a Russian woman, and then disappeared. From there, I kind of just ended up going a little bit wayward and hooked up with Alexei's character. And from there, we ended up in the States and started trying to shoot Bob Odenkirk's character, Hutch.
Mm-hmm. What was the experience like, man, filming this and playing this particular role?
It was a big departure for me. I've done stuff before where, you know, there's been fighting and that kind of thing, but I don't know, I never imagined that I'd be playing a Russian anything, never mind like a Russian gangster who's gonna be having fights and shooting guns and stuff. So it was really cool. I started with the language, and from there it really helped to like give me a sense of what this guy might be like. And then everything else was with the team. They were really amazing. The stunt team walked me through everything. Some of the, like, couple of things here and there. I had, like, an amazing stunt double, Kirk, who took the hard hits for me. But otherwise, I got to run around and do my thing. It was really fun. They made it really fun.
Absolutely. What is it like? I mean, so you shooting the gun, right? Have you had – you ever shot a gun before, or?
Not a real one. I've shot blanks in for projects in the past of a couple times.
Right.
Yeah, not the kind of automatic weapons that we were running around with in this movie, though. That was a level
wow.
up for sure.
Wow, awesome, man. So you played this Russian gangster, man. You played the role that you played. Did you see yourself in any of the roles that you played?
In this movie?
Yes.
Or yeah, Yeah, I mean, I think with any part that you have, you kind of see some aspect of your personality inside of it for it to, like, feel true. And, yeah, with Pavel, I understood, you know, like, there's a bit of, like, this guy who's found his family, you know. You have, like, the family you're born into and the family you choose. And he chose this family and is embraced by it. And so, you know, they do some destructive things, but those are his people. So that kind of loyalty, that kind of bond, I think is something that I really, really connected to.
And what was it like working with the other characters in this project?
Everybody was really great. I was spent most of my time with Alexei Sebukov, who was the main big bad guy in this movie. And he was really gracious, you know. Between him and Ilya, the director, Nishiller, they really helped me out with the Russian because, like, Alexei speaks almost exclusively in Russian and actually had, like, an English translator on set. So he was helping me with my lines a lot, and so was Ilya. So they were super supportive. And Bob Odenkirk was really supportive, and, you know, in our scene together, he really, like, you know, took the time to talk to me and engage and want to do it, treat it like a scene partner kind of thing rather than just me coming in as the guy, as an actor, and showing up and saying the lines, you know. He really cares about
right.
it. So it made my job just a lot of fun and definitely
right.
easier. I didn't get to meet Christopher Lloyd, I met Christopher Lloyd, but I didn't get to work with him. He was really nice, and I didn't get to meet RZA, so I took a little picture with his picture in the makeup trailer, just to, like, have, like, a, hey, we were in the same place. So I'm hoping next time.
Is that because you guys didn't do scenes together, or?
Yeah. Our storylines just didn't cross over.
Okay,
I never got to, like, yeah, I wasn't even in Winnipeg at the same time as him. We shot out in Winnipeg, so we were never even in the same city at the same time.
Oh, wow, man. Yeah, this is a, I never met him either, so, I mean, bro, that makes two of us. But, man, I'm sure you did an awesome job, man. I have to check the movie out, man, when I get a chance. But I'm sure you did an amazing job, man. I don't know why you guys didn't put on, like I said, I don't know why you guys didn't put Vladimir Putin in this project. I think he would have been good with teaching you guys the real Russian way.
Yeah. He could have really could have helped.
Who's more Russian than him,
more.
Right?
Yeah, for real. I mean, yeah, who's more badass than him too? In that way, I guess.
Raya, tell my listeners now why they should go out and see this movie today. Now, it's about back. Yes, it is in theaters today, ladies and gentlemen. So make sure you guys go see the movie. It is movie theaters are open in the United States, so you guys can go see those. I believe it's, I think the capacity 25%, if I'm not mistaken, but it's check your area. But the theaters are open, so. But Ari, tell my listeners why they should go to this project.
Well, yeah, like you said, the theaters are open at 25%, but, like, when you go out, if you go out, please be safe out there. If you're going to make it out there to see this thing, you're not going to be disappointed. After months and months of being inside, going for, like, this amazing action, bone-crushing roller coaster ride, it's just a lot of fun. And Bob is incredible in it. I think I'm not too bad in it. And everybody else really did an amazing job. So just 91 minutes of leaving your cares behind for a little bit in a dark room is always a good thing.
Absolutely. All right, tell my listeners, man, for those who want to pursue acting one day, man, to give them a little bit of advice, man, on, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if anyone out there is looking to get into the business, whether it be an actor or anything else, the first step is just to start doing it. And then every day
you work a little bit harder at getting better at it. And it's the kind of game where if you stay in it, eventually you hit. That's all I can say, man. It's about work ethic, timing, a little bit of luck, and just having love for the game, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. And as I mentioned before, man, again, man, I know Canada is, like, really on lockdown right now, but if I may ask, do they have the vaccine up there? Are you guys in the vaccine situation or no?
Oh, that's
oh
just
yeah,
here.
Yeah. Our vaccine rollout's also started. You know, they're doing it with the older members of the country first, and then slowly work down to the younger folks.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they've already started. They've already started the first wave of vaccination.
Now, are you getting it or no?
I have not gotten it yet. I think
are you planning
I'm young enough and healthy enough that it's not coming to me yet. Yeah, when it eventually comes my way, I think I'll take it. You know, I think it's
gotcha.
The faster we can all get vaccinated, the faster we can move past this and move back to forward to a better version of the world we left behind.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. I can't wait to come back. I can't wait to go come visit Canada again, as I do on a regular basis, because I miss my local coach. I actually need her now more than ever, because like the virtual is not working. But
yeah.
So it's different. But much success with this project, man. And thank you so much for taking time out, man, to come to the interview, man. And again, man, I wish this project much success, man, and I'm sure my listeners will go out and support and go out and see this movie, because it's a great movie. It's got great reviews, man, so much success with everything, man. And also, do you want to give out your social media, man, and let my listeners find out more information about you, man, and what you got going on?
For sure. My Instagram handle is Call Me Mr. Tibbs, after famous Sidney Poitier line. That's probably the best way to find out what I'm doing, where I'm at.
Your Instagram is Call Me Mr. Who?
At Call Me Mr. Tibbs.
Oh, wow. Is that your stage name? Your rapper name? I'm joking with you.
Should be. Could be. Never know. With all this time on my hands, I might just, start a side hustle.
True, man. I mean, you can become, man, that, a man of many talents, man, as I like to call people who have their hands in everything.
Yeah.
But, man, I appreciate you, brother, man, and much success with everything, man. Again, stay in touch with the show, man, with myself, man. I appreciate you, man.
For sure, man. Thank you for having me on.
No problem, man. But before I let you go, man, can you do me the honors, man, and I'm gonna give you your first radio job, man. Can you introduce this next song from a music legend, Miss Anita Baker, man, who is right now fighting for her music catalog? But nevertheless, can you introduce this song for me?
Yeah, Anita Baker.
Yes.
And what song is it?
Sweet Love.
Sweet Love, absolutely. All right. You want me to do that right now?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Coming up next, you've got Sweet Love by the incredible Anita Baker.
Thank you, man. God bless you, man.
All right, you too, brother. Peace.
The moon at night, I got your arms around me, everything's alright. Holding you tight is how I like to spend the rest of my life. Feel the warm breeze blowing down through the trees, I got your love beside me, darling, that's all I need. Nobody but you, sweet baby. No one but you. Yeah, gotta know that I want. your baby. Gotta know that I need you, darling. I just wanna say you're my everything. I get all the songs I sing, the reverence and joy you bring. I just wanna say you're my
for coming on the show to speak about his role on the new movie, Nobody. It's in theaters everywhere. Make sure you check your local listings for date and time in your area. Make sure you play it safe when you do go out to see this new movie. I do apologize for the name. It's that title of the song, My Everything by Anita Baker. And as you guys know, she's fighting for her music catalog. So let's support Ms. Baker. And hopefully this is a good outcome for this music legend. I'm going to jump into another track, and I'll be right back with you guys. So I'm not sure you're listening and tuning in today. I really appreciate you guys.
Grandpa.
Hey, boy.
What's up, nigga? Happy birthday, man.
Oh, appreciate it, boy.
Yeah, yeah, you 90 now. You old as fuck now. What you doing today?
I'm just gonna go to the park. I'm just gonna kick around there at the park.
Nah. Look, fuck all that. I got something special planned for you. I want you to come be in my video.
There's gonna be some freaks out there?
There's gonna be some freaks out there and everything for you. I'm gonna get you right today. Gonna have some fun.
You know, I'm gonna pull up on you.
None of the girls. Oh, you a freaking nigga, huh?
Come on, man.
The old ass nigga shot a 1942 or something, man.
I've been blind for a while now. I just got the key, they let me in. No ID. Doors opening up for me and now I see. I've been blind for a while now. I've been blind for a while now.
I've been blind.
Hey! Every single goddamn day, nigga, thank you next. Who made a mustard mayonnaise? Nigga better catch a kill. Thank God in my head too hard for me to learn my lesson. My head too goddamn hard. The way I did it worked out fine. Ooh, God, get blessed. Hey, man. Brother ain't believe me. No nigga went through hell and back. Now he finally on the TV. Now nigga don't even give a fuck no more. Probably think it's easy. Let you know it ain't easy. I fuck her like a baby, nigga. She run from the dick like a cheetah. Go! Suits on, AP watch on. Everything music for a clock. I see the way he fucking up the truck. I wonder if he ever gon' stop. And he charge 150 for the verses now. Pay it away, never ever drop. They notice that a nigga need versatile. Wonder if he ever gon' pop. Go! I just got the key, they let me in. No ID. Doors opening up for me and now I see. I've been blind for a while now.
Blind.
Let's go! I just got the key, they let me in. No ID.
like see. Doors opening up for me and now I see. Damn, you old ass nigga. Fuck the video up, bro. Damn.
I'm in quarantine, living with my kids, trying to teach me how to cha-cha. Fold around, let the door open, now they know that they can't stop me. Don't place me in no cop car.
TLC for that track entitled Digging On You. Eric, thank you guys so much for listening and tuning in today. I really, really appreciate you guys. For more information on today's show, TimothyHotShow@gmail.com for more information. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram at Timothy Hot Show. Thank you guys again so much for tuning in. Shout out to Araya for coming on the show. I'm sorry. Make sure you guys check them out in the new movie, Nobody, which is in theaters everywhere today. Thank you guys so much again for listening and tuning in. I appreciate you. Love you. Stay up, stay strong. Please hit us up on our social media page. And take care. Thank you. I'm going to leave you with The Weeknd. Peace.
Tell me what you really like. Baby, I can take my time. We don't ever have to fight. Just take it step by step. I can see it in your eyes, cause they never tell me lies. I can feel that body shake and the heat between your legs. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't
don't have to run. I know what you do. Just a simple touch and it can set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me. Not just being alive, baby, this is the perfect time. I'm just trying to get you high, baby, I feel touch. We don't need a lonely night, baby, I can make it right. You just gotta let me try to give you what you want. You've been scared of love and what it did you. You don't have to run, I know what you do. Touch and it can set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me. Just a simple touch and-